I worked as a prison chaplain in the federal prisons for many years. The prison environment can be like a desert that crushes the human spirit, yet some inmates can still survive and grow there. I remember some who lived like caged animals, trying to convince me that they were Satan himself. Others were decent migrants, whose crime was illegally crossing the border to find a better life. Those who seemed to survive and thrive in the prison environment were those who had family and friends to visit them regularly, letting them know that they were still loved and cared about. Others, without that support, seemed to shrivel and become withdrawn. We watch with sadness on television the plight of thousands of migrants from Mexico, South America, and other parts of the world, fleeing from their desert environments of poverty and crime, hoping to find a secure life in the United States. They desire and are willing to take great risks to make that happen. They are like seeds wanting to be planted in the good soil of freedom and love. We are uncomfortable to see on our streets many homeless, with their hoods pulled over their heads, pushing shopping carts and living under bridges and out of sight. They are like seeds that so far have failed to take root. Jesus, in today's gospel, speaks about seeds growing into ripe plants for harvest and into bushes that provide shelter for others. We look at a seed. It is small and insignificant, wrapped in a hard shell. When planted in the soil, it must enter the dark soil and receive water to break it open and set it free to grow. As the shell gives way to the water and the earth, it absorbs nutrients from the environment and begins to thrive. If the seed were left unplanted, or planted in the desert sand, the seed might never break open. There would be no nurturing soil or water to enable its growth. Perhaps initially it might begin to grow, but later, deprived of water, proper nutrients, and soil, its growth would be stunted and even die. We are like the seed. At first, we are merely a tiny and insignificant being, enclosed in a hardened and fearful shell. If we are blessed and fortunate enough to live in a rich environment of love, acceptance, and belonging, then we can break through that shell and grow toward maturity. We then become loving and caring people for others. Sometimes we refuse to extend ourselves into the challenge of soil and water where we can be transformed into new life. That soil may be a community, and yes, the community of the church. We are fearful, or we think ourselves not worthy of entering the soil of new life. So we remain with our hardened shell and do not grow into a life-giving plant. Just as we expect seeds to grow in good soil with necessary water and nutrients, so we must expect others to grow when they take the opportunity to be planted. We might ask ourselves how we as a parish community or family can encourage the growth of seeds that are slow to open. Jesus spoke in parables, but he explained them to his disciples privately. We too, as disciples of Jesus, can reflect on the parables he taught. We can draw meaning from them for our lives today in the 21st century. We too can contemplate seeds growing into plants. We too can hear God's word spoken as we take time to listen to what the seed can teach us about growth in a loving and accepting environment. We live in a world where people are expected to observe the law. If they do not, they are punished and even sent to prison. The church community differs from a society that wants to blame, judge, punish, and penalize, rather than heal and help a supposed offender. The church does not root out the offending plant, but waits for it to decide to grow. It nurtures the offending plant so that it might be healed and thrive. In the kingdom of God, love and mercy enable one to grow into full maturity and holiness of life, but one must be willing to receive that love and mercy. A healthy family or a parish community can be that environment that welcomes, affirms, and enables the mustard seed to grow into a bush that can provide shelter for others. The way of the kingdom of God itself grows slowly in our world. With the power of God's Spirit, it will continue to grow into that large shrub that provides welcome and shelter to many.